Logic. Quantum physics simultaneously stretches, boggles, blows, and melts our minds, especially those aspects of our minds that have become conditioned by the classical linear worldview. As we take in and digest what quantum physics is showing us about the universe and our place in it, it psychoenergetically alters, expands, and refreshes our mind. To contemplate, or to coin a new phrase, quantumplate, the world of the quantum, is like going to the psycho-spiritual gym in that it changes our shape. Becoming quantum physicized, we learn to think directly and naturally in quantum mechanical language and logic. The concepts of quantum physics are in themselves not difficult. It is our classically conditioned minds that make them so. The starting premise through which we view our world automatically deploys a certain type of logic consistent with its viewpoint. If we think that phenomena exist independently as separate parts, having their own intrinsic nature, we then develop and live within a logic based upon that perspective. On the other hand, if we recognize the quantum nature of reality, we develop the aforementioned dream logic, a logic in which multiple contradictory things can be true simultaneously, to reflect back the dreamlike quality of our situation. Wheeler went so far as to speculate that neither space, nor time, nor matter, but rather logic, is the nuts and bolts, if you will, out of which the world is made. Quantum physics is riddled with paradoxes to its core. Thinking quantum logically, we must be able to hold paradox in a new way. We can cultivate our ability to appreciate, rather than solve so as to get rid of, fruitful ambiguities, which opens up all kinds of new possibilities. The apparent paradoxical nature of quantum reality cannot be resolved within the framework of the standard Aristotelian two-valued logic, which is basic to Western analytical thought. Western civilization has been hypnotized by this limited form of yes/no logic, where things are either true or false, exist or don't exist. Aristotelian logic deals with certainties, thereby subliminally programming us to invent fictitious certainties in a world that is riddled with uncertainty. Many of the seeming paradoxes of quantum physics are themselves a direct function or artifact of the intrinsic limitations built into the nature of a mutually exclusive, binary, two-valued logic. Having a definite utility, two-valued logic works by contrast, giving attributes to things and making distinctions, thereby limiting them. Something is this only by defining it as not that. Our very language itself, in categorizing things and ideas, conditions us into a dualistic, two-valued, logical way of thinking. The axiomatic set through which we view the world and its logic conditions and shapes our minds, and thus affects the state of consciousness we inhabit. To get insight into the non-ordinary reality of the quantum world, we have to introduce a higher form of logic in order to wrap our minds around what we are dealing with. Interestingly, logic has been described as the science of thinking correctly. Instead of needing one or the other viewpoint to be true, in a radically new form of logic, called four-valued logic, in Buddhism also known as paralogic, we can hold seemingly contradictory statements together as both being true simultaneously. This higher form of logic is characterized not by the two-valued logic of either/or, but by the four-valued logic of both/and, where things can be true and false at the same time. Two-valued logic is based on the law of the excluded middle in which things are either 1, true, or 2, false. By contrast, four-valued logic includes the middle and the end surrounding it, so that things are 1, true, 2, false, 3, both true and false, and or 4, neither true nor false. Which of these four choices seems truer than the others at any given moment depends on what perspective we choose to view things from. This is analogous to how the results of an experiment depends upon the choice that a physicist makes regarding the experimental arrangement. Our personal realities are perspective-based through and through. This can be a limiting and blinding mental straitjacket, or a path to greater degrees of freedom, depending, as always, upon our perspective. This is to say that the perspective which takes perspectives into account is potentially on the road to liberation from being bound by any one perspective. Four-valued logic is the logic of interdependence, unlimited wholeness, and the unity of all things. Quantum reality requires that our either-or thinking be replaced by a more nuanced, layered, and fruitful integration of surface and depth, inside and outside, the part and the whole, the root and its branch. The alternatives offered by four-valued logic represent all the possible standpoints from which every problem can be viewed. Instead of there being only two extremes, yes or no, we have an infinite spectrum of choices between the extremes. This logic gives new insight into how what may appear to be contradictions at one level can be part of a deeper consistency and completeness from a higher, more inclusive level. Truly subversive, four-valued logic undermines our ability to hold on to any fixed position whatsoever. By rejecting any one view, as well as the ultimate truth of all views, four-valued logic is in essence rejecting the competence of standard Aristotelian reason to comprehend the fundamental nature of reality. We are unable to conceptually understand four-valued logic, however, with a mind that has been conditioned to think with two-valued logic. Four-valued logic helps us to begin to get a sense of what we are dealing with in our encounter with a quantum realm. Four-valued logic points to and introduces us to a direct experience of reality beyond the straitjacketing conditioning of the bifurcating, duality-creating perspective of two-valued logic. Overcoming the arbitrary confines of the rational mind, four-valued logic deconstructs the conditioned mind into its natural state of seeing holistically. It literally changes the awareness of the mind to allow for a new and expanded understanding of reality, allowing the mind to transcend its own habitual grasping of reality. Seeing the world through four-valued logic gives us greater degrees of freedom of choice. Expressing this higher form of logic, Pauly comments, "It is my personal opinion that in the science of the future, reality will neither be psychic nor physical, but somehow both, and somehow neither." Wheeler stressed that as we develop more of a capacity to consciously hold paradox, new insights will often emerge. Each new generation will take into itself, learn, and integrate quantum physics worldview with its quantum dream logic more easily than their teachers learned it. As time goes on, each generation grows more detached from ingrained pre-quantum images of the world, lessening the resistance to be broken down to the seemingly radical worldview of quantum theory. Each person's initiation into this new way of thinking and seeing the world non-locally affects the whole, transforming the collective unconscious of humanity itself. Feeling more at home with quantum ideas, its theory will be accepted by students from the beginning as a simple and natural way of thinking, because we shall all have grown used to it. This is to say that the newly emerging worldview of quantum physics grows on us with time. Richard Conn Henry, professor of astronomy and physics at Johns Hopkins University, writes, "The world is quantum mechanical. We must learn to perceive it as such." In other words, we must learn how to correctly perceive the nature of the world we live in. Henry continues, "One benefit of switching humanity to a correct perception of the world is the resulting joy of discovering the mental nature of the universe. We have no idea what this mental nature implies, but the great thing is, it is true." The mental nature of the universe is another way of describing the dreamlike nature of reality. One of the benefits of seeing the quantum nature of the universe that can't be argued with is the feeling of joy, which, according to Buddhism, is one of the foundations and expressions of waking up to our true nature. Henry's conclusion, "The universe is immaterial, mental, and spiritual. Live and enjoy." This brings to mind what physicist Victor Weisskopf tells his students when they get depressed by the state of the world. "There are two things that make my life worth living: Mozart and quantum mechanics." Recognizing the quantum mechanical nature of the world is truly uplifting, a natural antidepressant. As semanticist Alfred Korzybski noted in the 1930s, "If all people learned to think in the non-Aristotelian manner of quantum theory, the world would change so radically that most of what we call stupidity and even a great deal of what we consider insanity might disappear, and the intractable problems of war, poverty, and injustice would suddenly seem a great deal closer to solution." Once we catch up with and integrate what science has discovered about our place in the universe, quantum physics will become the lens through which we view our experience, as its simplicity and obviousness will seem utterly natural. we will wonder how we could have been so blind for so long, or so I imagine.